7:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Southeast Place. One unexpected tragedy thrust Beth Newhoff into a role she never anticipated. She wound up on a path to personal reinvention in the most difficult times. Newhoff shared her story of overcoming loss with business and community leaders yesterday as the keynote speaker for the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. "It was really important to me to come to the community that helped me recover," said Newhoff, who became president and CEO following the 2012 death of Jeff Newhoff, her husband. Mike Hulby, president and CEO of Newhoff Media Decatur, which is owned by Newhoff Communications and operates WSOI and now Decatur.com, introduced Newhoff for her keynote speech. Before getting into her presentation, Newhoff announced plans to make a donation to the United Way for AED and CPR training for community volunteers. The donation serves as a recognition for Kenny Burns and Brenda Burwell, volunteers at the WSOI Community Food Drive who helped save the life of another volunteer who experienced a cardiac event.
More Americans were hired last month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Many more than had been expected. Fox's Carol Zimmer details the Just Out Jobs Report live.
The October jobs report showing the 250,000 jobs were added during the month, more than forecast. Plus, wages rose at the fastest pace in 9 years and the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%. The continued hiring and wage increases also reflect a tax cut boost, and they reinforce expectations that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates for a fourth time this year in December. Dave?
Carol, on Wall Street, Dow futures are up over 200. Asian markets also soared after both President Trump and China's leaders say they had a very positive phone call trying to resolve the trade dispute.
This election will decide whether we build on an extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved.
President Trump rallying Republicans in Missouri, announcing a new plan to stop that caravan of Central American migrants.
Those who choose to break our laws and enter illegally will no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country.
He wants to prohibit any border crossers not at a port of entry from seeking asylum. Some migrants in the caravan have already filed suit, saying it's unconstitutional, as Democrats decry the president sending troops to the border as stoking fear. A person you may remember has been deported, Dias Karabayev. He was friends with the Boston Marathon bomber. Now that he's out of prison for removing stuff from Zhohar Tsarnaev's dorm room concealing evidence, Karabayev sent back to Kazakhstan. A sheriff's deputy in Texas is in critical condition the morning after being shot in the head in LaGrange by a man they were serving a warrant to at a store for failing to register as a sex offender.
The subject resisted, pulled a knife, escaped from the officers, ran to his hotel room.
He later surrendered. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. With daylight saving time ending at 2 a.m. Sunday, the Illinois State Fire Marshal's office is reminding you to take a few minutes to test and possibly replace the batteries in your smoke alarms. Daylight savings time is a great built-in reminder for everyone to check that smoke alarms are working in case of an emergency, said State Fire Marshal Matt Perez. The National Fire Prevention Association reports that between 2009 and 2013, 3 in 5 home fire deaths occurred in homes that either did not have smoke alarms or the alarms didn't work properly. The batteries were either missing or disconnected in about half the homes that did have smoke alarms when the fire broke out. A new Illinois law will require a 10-year smoke alarm to be installed in all homes that do not have hardwired smoke detectors by the year 2022. By requiring that all Illinois households install the 10-year smoke alarms, it helps in reducing the number of fire deaths caused by disconnected or missing batteries in smoke alarms, according to Fire Marshal Perez. In sports, it was the San Francisco 49ers over the Oakland Raiders, 34-3. Busy weekend of high school football for you tonight, or this weekend, I should say, as the high school playoffs roll on. In Class 1A, Fisher visits Argentina Oriana Saturday with a 1 o'clock kickoff. Central A&M is on the road there in Albion. That game kicks off at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon here on WSOY, we will have St. T at Athens for you with a 1:30 pregame and 2 o'clock kickoff on our sister station, ESPN. Maroa Forsyth is at Chester with a 12:30 pregame there. MacArthur, meanwhile, is on the road there in Hillcrest. That game kicks off at 3. Tonight on WSOY, Fighting Illini basketball as they take on the Illinois Wesleyan Titans. We'll have that exhibition game for you with the pregame coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Your next news is on the way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Southeast Place for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Dan Calkins. Of Learning.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we have some patchy fog that is getting burned off today with partly sunny skies and highs around 53 degrees. For tonight, some isolated showers possible before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy skies otherwise, and lows around 35 degrees. Then for your Saturday, partly sunny skies, highs around 54. For your Sunday, showers likely, highs near 58 degrees. It is 36 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So I guess we're going to go with bump music and not the top of the hour introduction.
Oh, geez, where am
I? Yeah, just hit me. That's what you were
I'm looking at everybody going, okay, does anybody else notice that we're not doing top of the hour?
Yeah, it just hit me. I was
you know, you do something for 22 years, it's sort of ingrained. In,
you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, that's like sort of, I am a little Dustin Hoffman-ish in that area because, and so are the listeners, by the way. You have no idea. You just
Even if they couldn't
identify why they were thrown off, they just knew something,
something was wrong.
Yeah.
It's like when you do the weather at the wrong time, and then people go, oh, am I late? You know, because they're just conditioned think that way. We're here at Southeast Place. You can go to southeastplace.com and check it out. It is the, this is the first major residential development in Decatur, the Decatur city limits, that I can recall since being on the air in 1996. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. I might be wrong, but I don't recall any since doing, I'm talking about, you know, like a subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
There are 30 lots. You can take your pick. There's all kinds of options, six different models. They literally start at $24.99. And if you think about, new home construction, state-of-the-art everything, you know, what you can buy, you know, versus, you know, restoring or investing back in or rehabbing or flipping. These are smart homes. They've partnered with Liaison Home Automation. So Rick was telling us earlier, you know, they used to put in phone jacks in every room. Yeah, there's a hub downstairs in the basement. And we were looking at the big screen TV they have on the walls. They were doing all the outside security monitoring. And we were looking at how weird the fog looked in the camera. Because it seems to me the fog is sitting, like, right on top of this house, or at least in the front yard.
Yeah.
In the backyard, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Front yard is full of fog. So it's a weird weather kind of effect going on out there. So be careful still if you're out driving. But it's a beautiful thing. 11 to 2, they're going to have an open house. Food truck out here. They're going to have, you can have walked through this one and the two that are done. The rest will be built built to order. You're looking at about a 4 or 5 month period on building a new home, you know, obviously depending on weather and all of that. But check it out, southeastplace.com. Every Friday, we feature what's going on in District 61, and Zach Shields joins us from the foundation, we're going to talk about several things, but the Legacy of Learning Banquet is right around the corner. Zach, how many days, I know exactly it's 4 days until the election. How many days after the election do we gather for the Legacy of Learning Banquet?
You know what? This will be more fun, I guarantee,
Election. Guarantee. Going to Jurgard Pediatric Dentistry for kids is more fun than this election. There's the list of things that are more fun are numerous.
Literally everything.
Yes.
I think it's a list that doesn't end.
All right.
Yeah. But, we're coming up a week from Saturday, actually, and we'll be at Milliken, the beautiful commons there at Milliken.
It's a great place for
it. It's a great facility, and we were just talking. I was there the other day to do a walkthrough, and the tech capabilities that they have, just so much easier than other places we've been. And, you know, we were in both renovated high schools.
Like this home,
that was great.
That was built with smart technology.
Sure. Yep.
And we just had our congressional debate there, and, man, it is the easiest place in the world to broadcast.
So easy.
You kind of point and think about it, and it happens.
Yep.
So,
So for the strangers who, you know, new people in town, people who've never been to the Legacy of Learning Banquet, go back and sort of explain, you know, sort of soup to nuts the origin of this and what it means every year.
Sure. 16 years ago, so this was Marilyn Davis was on our board at that point, who's the chief of staff to the president at Milliken, and said we really need to do an event and remind people about how many accomplished folks have come through the public schools. And, and over the years, we've honored a ton of alumni. A couple of years ago, we reformatted, so we just do two each year. And give them a little bit more stage time, really get to know them. And we've had some neat people. We had the guy that fixed the Hubble telescope when it didn't work. He said, I basically put eyeglasses on it. And
yeah.
Yeah, amazing people. And Jesse Rising.
By the way, you know what
yeah.
I learned this week?
What?
Because it's such a small world. We were dressed up as Maverick from Top Gun on Wednesday for our Halloween show. And I learned from Mike Holvey, and I Googled it, it's absolutely true. The guy who did all the stunt work in that movie, including the upside down over the MIG shot, you know, is a guy from Lincoln, Illinois, who flew those Hubble missions. I mean, he was not only
no
a naval fighter, but he was a four-time astronaut in NASA. And the guy who literally went to the University of Illinois.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that
people
crazy?
Come from everywhere.
So the guy
That's
who
great.
Fixed the Hubble probably got a ride from the guy who...
Yeah, it was amazing. And so neat person, but just a lot of people through the years that you go, huh. And this year it's kind of nice. We've got a a person in the community that, you know, I can't tell you how many people have said you really ought to honor Dr. Inslee. And so we're very happy to do that this year. Lee Inslee, funny guy. If you don't know Lee, he was a urologist, and his license plate say Wee MD.
Yeah.
So kind of fun. But we've had a lot of fun visiting with him, getting ready. And then also Dr. Janet Albers has been one of the lead individuals bringing SIU here onto DMH's campus, and just a very accomplished woman and very nice and great athletics background. So we'll have a lot to talk about with her. And then our outstanding educators, Kim Schaefer. You may have known Kim from Johns Hill, Brian, but universal approval when we announced that she was the person we're honoring. I think we have five tables of teachers coming to support Kim, and she's been great about recruiting young teachers and saying, you know what, let's grow our own. You'd be great in the profession.
Absolutely. Well, is it too late to get tickets?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's pretty packed. People can call, and we'll try and fit them in on the edges, but this event between 200 and 225 is about max, and we're pretty darn close. So if people would like to come and honor Dr. Inslee and Dr. Albers and Kim, I would say give me a call.
You try to work them in, but no guarantees.
Yep.
Okay, so what else is happening that night?
You know, it's a fun event because we always try and exhibit some student projects, and, of course, you know, I haven't been on the foundation board. We do a ton of teacher grants every year, and we've got a neat thing with all our Eisenhower students who have been in the last several musicals will be in costume to do photo ops with everybody coming in.
Cool.
That'll be fun. We've got a coding grant, ADM funded, that the kids can show you how they program these things. And then, of course, we'll have a display about our Ag Academy, which has been such a neat initiative, has really taken off, and we want people to know about that.
Okay, great. So tickets, if you don't go this year, you want to put it on your calendar for next year. It's always in November, and it's just a really nice time. And I think it's more... To me, when I go to that event, that looks more like the District 61 I know than the average perception that's in the community. I mean, that doesn't look like an anomaly to me. That looks like, wow, 16 years later, you're still not running out of all these incredible people to honor who have graduated from our schools.
I got to tell you, the people that we are not honoring this year, I'm almost embarrassed that we can't put everybody on stage. And we used to do that, but it went till midnight. And so now, you know, we've pared it down a little bit, but we have stacked up for a decade to come people that are going to be really interesting to meet. I was just telling Joe Doolin, I've got the best job in the district. I see everybody who's ambitious. ambitious and wants to go out and really do extra things for the kids to enrich their experience. That's the district I know. It's the one you know. The rhetoric about public education in general is very negative, and it's just absurd. When I see it every day.
It really is. And it doesn't mean that it's all perfect or there
aren't
areas to improve. This isn't looking through things through rose-tinted glasses. It's the reality. If you're there day in and day out, this is what you see. It looks a lot more like my reality than another person's perception.
Sure.
All right. So, hey, Lindsay, why didn't our guy go to the FFA national show?
You know, I'm not even sure that he is in the FFA.
Yes, we just paid the registration for him, so he's in.
Yeah, no, he's okay. In. I mean, I know they're not focusing on that yet because they're trying to, they're throwing a lot of these kids in. They're sort of trying to roll out things.
I got to tell you, it's rolling. I think I saw him, Lindsay, and he said he had something else going on. I forget what he told me, but I saw him a week or two before. But we had 190 kids we just registered for FFA. So we had 105 at one school and 85 at MacArthur. I think we had a few seniors that didn't register. But we've got two of the biggest chapters now all of a sudden in Central Illinois.
Yeah,
out of nowhere.
Year one.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, the National FFA Convention and Expo, literally there were 69,944 attendees. It took place in Indianapolis. I believe it was October, 24th?
Yeah, it was last week. And they were there. And we had a group of kids, a leadership group that was there for 16 of them, rather, for there all week. And they'll be the kids that are our officers next year and run the program. You know, we hand it over to them. The teachers sort of guide it the first year. Then they say, here you go, kids. You make it what it's going to be. And so that's a really neat prospect. But then we had 70 kids overall that went, and 50-odd went one day and saw the convention. Incredible thing. I mean, Garth Brooks did a concert while they were there. You know, they did some team-building things and went out, and the kids got to choose a few things they did while they were there. But they went to a rodeo. And for our kids, that's an eye-opener. You know, our son has horses, and he was like, horses. But there were a lot of kids that went, and that's it's like going to the Farm Progress Show.
Well, it is, but cooler. I will tell you, not that the Farm Progress Show isn't cool, but I mean that's specifically set and geared towards a particular audience, a big one. But this is kids from all over the United States in attendance, these young leaders, and it's important enough that the President of the United States of America showed up in Indianapolis at this. Now, think what you want about politics or not politics,
that's
an event
deal.
That's big enough that draws a president is a big deal.
Well, and it's recognition that ag drives our entire economy in the U.S., and people forget that, and that's why what we're doing is so important. And you and I have talked 100 times. It's welding to Wall Street. It's everything in between. It's kids that want to go to trade school. It's kids that want to go and study environmental law. And our kids hit that spectrum. We have the most diverse group there, I think, unsurprisingly, because not a lot of urban communities have done what we're doing. This is a huge focus. They wish they could do it better. And Bree Holbert, national president, African-American young woman, was homeless when she was in eighth grade. This has been a game changer for her. She was there, addressed the crowd, knew our kids, because she spent two full days here. It's an amazing thing.
She's pretty impressive.
She's more impressive.
She really is.
I don't want to get into politics, but she's more impressive than most of the politicians that you'll meet. And I think everybody who's met her will agree.
Well,
that,
so. I will tell you firsthand, our own account at home, how caught up and captivated the kids were with her in their classrooms. Mm-hmm. Because I think the important thing, and this was, the whole swag thing and getting the attention is, kids have to be able to see themselves, in these spots, whether it's being a welder, with a ponytail, or whether it's a young Muslim student, being a food scientist or having this African-American young lady who comes in way more peer-to-peer. And our guy said that everyone in that classroom was just, captivated by her presence, because you can talk about it, but it's really easy to sort of be condescending or the old guy telling these kids what's cool, or you can hear it from someone that they can see themselves in.
Yeah.
I just think it's crucial in getting these kids hooked to this idea.
Oh, you should have seen the way that they jumped in with Bree when she was here for photo ops, and she had them going. They were up. They didn't sit. It wasn't sit and get. It was participatory, and that's what the program is all about. And I've been very impressed with FFA the more that I learn about it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't grow up in it.
Me
it
either.
Wasn't my thing. District 61 didn't have it. And it doesn't even make any sense why they didn't have it back then. But they do now, and moving forward, I can't wait. I as you said, when we show off our kids and take them over in Indianapolis. I'm proud of the fact that it's such a diverse group. And there's more women.
They all had their swag shirts.
Yeah,
and everyone said, what's that? It's a conversation point. It's just like it was in the market. You were absolutely right with that. And that's why we had 200 kids the first year. And I will tell you, my sons never want to come to anything that I am in charge of. They both want to come to the Legacy event next year or next week because we've got two tables of ag kids. They want to wear the blue jacket. They want to come there and represent it. And I would not have predicted that 2 months ago.
No. And so it's been a tremendous success. And I want to thank all the people. I mean, there has been so many people. There's an advisory council to this Ag Academy. You know, I'll tell you what, you want to impress me, you get 50 people to show up on a Tuesday night at the beach house, for a meeting.
80, don't short
us. I'm sorry, was there 80 there?
Might have been 83.
Okay.
I think about these things.
I didn't know if it was the full, if everybody could be there or not,
yeah.
But the variety of fields and jobs and categories that are represented, really does sort of explain possibilities for these kids.
Yeah.
You had CEOs and union heads and everything in between.
Yep, and everybody was there, and it's really neat. You put this diverse group in a room, the conversations you hear, and it's one of those things where I wish it went on for 6 hours. You can go talk to everybody, but you have two or three good conversations, and then you keep the conversation going over the years to come, and I'm very proud of how we set it up. We designed it in such a way that it can grow. And I really think very quickly we're going to need to add another ag teacher that at least can split time. And we can do that because we worked and we got the buy-in from the school board. And, and the teachers union has been very supportive, wrote it into their contract to include these going forward. So it's not going anywhere. I think people think, oh, it's a flash in the pan, or you get a donor like Howard that'll drop money into a project to get it started. But if you don't plan it correctly, it goes away. And that's absolutely not what's going to happen.
No, there was a lot of thought put into this, and including all the district staff, not the least of which being Zach, but also, Superintendent Frigo.
Oh, he was all over it.
Beth Nolan,
day one. Yep.
And Nicole Bateman, from the EDC. And
Josh Peters has been wonderful with the curriculum.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. So it takes a lot of folks, but that's what I think is going on in our community right now that maybe wasn't going on, 15, 20 years ago. You got people pulling in the same direction and putting their resources together and being able to be there to capitalize or take advantage of a foundation with these unbelievable gifts. But, the gifts in and of themselves, you can just give money to something that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. And that's not the way, Sheriff Buffett does that. But you got to have all of those people pulling in the same direction to make that happen.
And you got to have some people that are rah-rah and say at the beginning, hey, look, adults, this is what's going to happen. Here's how it's going to be. Kids, this is why it's going to be important. And then you start showing them. You talk about it, then you show them. And I love that the mayor, Julie, has been so supportive of us. I saw her the other day. She'll be at the Legacy Banquet. And she said, hey, Zach, I got to run out and do a proclamation, but I'll be there before, and then I'll run back. And I said, it's okay. You can have a hall pass. And so she's been great. But the city leadership all the way through, business leaders, it's just really encouraging, and it's it gives you a wonderful feeling to know that our community, and I see it, and because I see donors, I get it. I understand how caring the community is. Not everybody gets that. So this is a platform for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw Greg Webb last night
at the
chamber dinner, and he's been an advocate for this type of programming for a long, long time. Through his efforts at ADM, and so you just can't look at that advisory panel. To me, that sort of encompasses what this is all about. Because
we put it in our program,
every
all the
single
businesses
walk
that are
of
involved.
Life.
Yep.
So anyway, the kids were over at the FFA convention, so getting their feet wet there in that very big world. 70,000, that's a pretty big conference.
Yeah, and again, whatever you think about politics, to have a sitting president there at your event to talk to him, and our kids were more excited actually about Garth Brooks, which
they were?
I was surprised about. Yeah, they said Garth Brooks.
They know Garth
really?
Brooks?
They do. My son, I'm not proud of it, but Friends in Low Places is right there on his playlist. So he's all over the board, though. He's into Queen, too. So what are you going
to
do?
Good to know. I feel like the kids are better than the millennials in this regard after our little quiz yesterday. Our 14-year-old has a much better grasp of music from the 1980s
than our
Carolee Meisner.
You ought to, don't knock Carolee, but I didn't hear the interview. He's much better than me. I stop at the Beatles.
Although he did give a thumbs down to REO Speedwagon. I'm like, how can you like Journey? They were like the original Journey.
No, they don't really understand U2. I've been trying to explain the cultural significance of U2, and they're Bloody Sunday is a good song.
He doesn't have any new U2. Yeah, that was a kind of a blind
spot. We got to get him here to the lake. To the amphitheater. Or someone.
You're that person that starts that.
I don't listen to me, people. I know nothing.
Yeah, I saw a post about that on social media.
Oh, geez.
And then our own Eric Lee jumped in and said he wanted Bruno Mars. Let's set everybody's expectations.
Eric Lee, really?
At impossible. He was being sarcastic because I think he was saying this was a dumb post to put up.
He is kind of routinely facetious. That's kind of his deal.
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is. And routinely late. So he's leaving right now for Chester, Illinois, so he can be on time for the game tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
That's like 3 hours away. We got high school players, including MacArthur, who are advanced.
Our kids are so excited.
I mean, that matters.
Yeah, it does.
I know there are people, and particularly in the academic area, that sometimes either resent sports or resent that sports gets so much attention. But I'm telling you, nothing will put alumni back in your schools like a good sports team.
It's like a pageant. You come home, and it's great. And everyone sees people they know, and you feel good about it. And the kids, it brings everybody together. So it's just unusual in that regard.
Yeah, well, congratulations to the Generals. Great stuff, Zach, as always. Thanks for coming out on location.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the great work, and we'll see you next week at the Legacy of Learning.
Okay,
taking a quick
break,
here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 53. Tonight, some isolated showers before 10 p.m., cloudy and lows around 35. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 54, and Sunday, showers, highs near 58 degrees. It is 35 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
What does experience mean to banking customers? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and I can assure you that experience means more than just years of service. It means understanding the old and embracing the new. It means treating all customers as if they're the only customer, and it means making smart decisions that have a positive impact on the people of Decatur. Come to Hickory Point Bank and enjoy the benefits of our experience. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
It's time to make a choice.
I'm Dan Calkins, your candidate for the Illinois House of Representatives. Illinois is a great place. We have an abundance of resources, including our honest, hardworking citizens. Unfortunately, the career politicians and their friends have mismanaged our money and seem more focused on enriching themselves than taking care of us. Send me to Springfield on November 6th. I'll fight against the progressive income tax, a mileage tax, and for lowering our property taxes. The choice is yours. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives.
For by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Cooking, that's all I could think about. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, family, parties, dinners. Well, we needed a new stove and microwave. That's all there was to it. So off to the stores we went. After checking everybody's best deals, we decided Dick Van Dyke Appliance World beat them all. We got a beautiful GE True Convection stove in that new slate color and a matching over-the-range microwave with super easy clean interior. And we saved over $1,000 on the set. They came with that exclusive free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan and no interest financing too. I can't wait to start my holiday cooking. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during our Black November sale. Get 0% interest financing with approved credit and save over $1,000. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company. Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here, live at Southeast Place. They're going to be here, Jeff, 11 to 2. Check this out. They're going to have a food truck here, the Rolling Stoners. They're going to be on site. But here's the time to come take a tour, because the Doolin Group is going to be here, the sales team with Brinkhouse Associates. And the liaison guys are going to be here to answer questions about home automation and technology. And the home builder, Rick Isom, is going to be on site, so you can talk about building your own property here.
Absolutely.
11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the easiest way to tell you how to get here. If you are heading towards Mount Zion on 121,
mm-hmm.
you just make a left right after the Hawthorne.
Right.
If you are heading out of Mount Zion or on 121 towards the city, you make a right before the Hawthorne.
Right. That's it.
You run right into the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
comes right back here. You'll find it with no problem.
30 pieces of land here.
Mm-hmm.
30 lots.
Right.
They've got different sizes and different upgrades on that. They got six different, whether you want a 3 or 4 bedroom ranch, so you even have 2-story homes. Literally 6 floor plan options. You have Craftsman, French Country, or traditional design styles. You're literally, they've got Hull's Cabinet Shop, Walker's Landscaping, as I mentioned, Liaison Home Automation, and high quality finishings, including granite, hardwood, tile. Your walking distance literally to the movie theater, restaurants, but yet you're tucked away here with plenty of privacy.
Yeah,
and I did see the flashing.
I thought I was worried.
Either Jeff was having a TIA, or there was
the lights were flickering. And I was like, and I asked Brian, I said, "The lights flickering?" He's like, "No."
I didn't notice it the first time. I did notice it that time. All right, so we'll visit with Roy Mosser here in about 10 minutes and tell you about his. Well, this is really like a 20-year plan that he has been on this side of town, and this is amazing. The first Decatur development subdivision here in a very, very long time,
and it's a perfect location, centrally located. You can get to everything. They've talked about that all morning long. You know, you're 5 minutes away from everything.
Hotels, grocery stores, restaurants. Yeah, 5 minutes. You're like a minute
away.
You
could walk.
Yet you've got, like, tucked away here with some nice privacy. I love the size of the yards. Mm-hmm. They're a nice-sized lot, but not, like, a ton of work to take care of.
Right.
So whether you got a young family or you're downsizing as retirees, either one of these are working. You think about just the technology, the security. I was looking at the big-screen TV. They had all the Liaison stuff pulled up there, multiple screens, looking outside, the cameras inside. You got all of your automation hub in the basement, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's terrific. Yeah. They've got it all laid out for you.
They're all going to be here from 11 to 2. So stop by, one-stop shopping, talk to everyone here from 11 to 2 at Southeast Place and southeastplace.com. Here's Jeff with your news.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. The deadline for food pantries and other programs to apply for funding, courtesy of the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, is 1 week from today. Applications are being reviewed and assessed by the WSOY Food Drive Committee based on the information that is provided. Fund availability from the food drive is not guaranteed, and amounts distributed are determined by donations received during this year's annual event. Should a WSOY Community Food Drive grant be awarded, the funds must solely be used for the purchase of food. You cannot use the funding for administrative costs, transportation, delivery, food storage, or processing, or any other programs or services that are offered by the agency. You can find a grant application form with the story that's waiting for you at nowdecatur.com. More news coming up after Fox News covers the world on WSOY Decatur at 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a strong monthly jobs report going into the midterm elections.
250,000 jobs created in the month of October, and with that, the unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. Average hourly earnings up 5 cents, that's 0.2%, to $27.30. That is a 3.1% increase year over year. That is the highest year over year increase since April of 2009.
Fox Business Network's Blake Berman. Stocks are up to start the day on Wall Street. Today's the last funeral for the people shot and killed at a synagogue in Pittsburgh.
97-year-old Rose Malinger's funeral is the 11th one to be held this week, as the man accused of taking her life, Robert Bowers, has pleaded not guilty. He was in federal court yesterday after a 44-count indictment was issued from a grand jury. Charges include murder, hate crimes, and obstructing the practice of religion.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. A published report has recognized Archer Daniels Midland Company for the company's diversity at the board and executive levels. The Rising Tides, a consulting firm focused on improving the workplace for women and minorities, ranked ADM third among all Fortune 50 companies in a report that analyzed the composition of the boards of directors and executive leadership teams. Companies were scored on placement of women, women of color, and people of color in those leadership positions. An inclusive culture starts at the top down, and we are very proud that our strong commitment to diversity is reflected in the composition of our board and executive team, said ADM Chairman and CEO Juan Luciano. Rising Tides founder Eileen Scully said the results show how much ADM values diversity. In sports, in the NFL, Thursday Night Football had the San Francisco 49ers over the Oakland Raiders 34-3. Meanwhile, busy weekend for high school football as the playoffs roll on. In Class 1A, Fisher is at Argentina Oriana tomorrow afternoon. That game kicks off at 1 o'clock. Also in 1A, Central A&M is on the road. They're in Albion. That game kicks at 2. Closer here on WSOY, we have St. T at Athens. We'll have that broadcast for you with the pregame starting at 1:30, kickoff at 2 o'clock, and on our sister station, ESPN 1050, The Fan. Maroa Forsyth is at Chester. Eric and T-Mac will have the call with a 12:30 pregame starting. And in Class 5A, MacArthur is at Hillcrest. That game kicks at 3 o'clock. Tonight on WSOY, it is Fighting Illini basketball exhibition action as St. T, or the Fighting Illini, I should say, hosts the Illinois Wesleyan Titans. Pregame at 6, tip-off set for 7 o'clock. Your next news is coming your way at 9 o'clock. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Southeast Place for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made
Linda Little.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today and highs near 53 degrees. Then for tonight, some isolated showers, cloudy and lows around 53 for your, or 35 rather. Your Saturday, partly sunny highs near 54 and Sunday showers, highs near 58 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 35 degrees.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live at Southeast Place. You can visit them at southeastplace.com. And the grand opening open house, 11 to 2 today. Stop by and see them. We'll talk to Roy Mosser here in just a little bit. Right now is the time of day. We head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages posted strong gains for a third straight session on Thursday, and the Dow was up 264 points to 25,380. In economic news, weekly initial jobless claims fell by 2,000 to 214,000, a bit higher than the 211,000 new claims expected, but remain near historic lows. Economic announcements likely to impact trading today include non-farm payrolls and the overall U.S. unemployment rate data. News reports this morning indicate some progress may be taking place in trade talks with China. European markets were higher today with the London FTSE up 0.86%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 1.76%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 2.56%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 7/32nds, yielding 3.159%. Gold futures were down $1.50 at $1,237.30. Crude oil futures were down 15 cents at $63.54 a barrel. The Dow starts this last day of the week at 25,527, a positive 149 points. ADM at 48.76, Ameren 64.17, Caterpillar 127.16, Norfolk Southern 169.79, PPG 107.50, Tate & Lyle 35.16, and Mueller Water 10.64. And Robert Kennedy once said about voting, "Elections remind us not only of the rights, but the responsibilities of citizenship in a democracy." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing, I guess, Monday morning. It is Friday, finally.
And Monday morning, we'll be on location again.
We are.
Candy buyback.
Oh, that's right.
Hanging out with Dr. Brett.
We'll be at Dr. Brett's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's right, because it's always the week right after Halloween,
right.
And people can get their bring their candy in for cash, and the candy gets sent to the troops,
right.
And all that's very cool. So we'll be there Monday morning with Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. And if you missed any of the show today, you can find the podcast, which are also presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. So, Lindsay, I'm getting ready to post on the Now Decatur Facebook page pictures of the interior. Have you seen these yet?
I've only seen the ones on the web. I can't even imagine because they are beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
So I just put eight photos, or I'm putting eight photos up, and also the details about today's grand opening. Since we didn't actually have a Brinkotter home highlight this week, we'll do that. So if you want to like and comment or share, we got four passes to the Avon we'll be giving away. So that is up. It was a little dark. It's still a little foggy out here. As the fog is starting to burn off, you can see that it's sunny behind it, but it's like kind of parked right here in this little area.
Yeah.
But these are beautiful homes. Now, once again, this is going to kind of be the home office. There are two homes that are built right to the right of us where we sit here in the little breakfast nook area. And then there are 30 total lots.
Right.
Now, Rick Isom's going to be here, 11 to 2. The Doolin Group will be here from 11 to 2. The guys from Liaison are going to be here from 11 to 2. So if you have any questions about building from scratch, about what a smart home looks like, there's a great hub downstairs. Have you been down to the basement?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. That hub makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, it does, because everything is right there and ready to go for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then ready to go for whatever comes next.
Yeah.
We're a little bit smarter about doing that than we were 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
I noticed something that I noticed, and it's strange because I saw the hub, and then I looked over and I saw the plumbing, and I was like, that is very cool. There's individual shut-offs. Those red and blue tubes are all individual water shut-offs that go to each faucet and bathroom throughout the house. You can literally shut down, like if you just wanted to shut down the master bathroom and do some work in there, boom, two levers, you're good to go.
Yeah, two levers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it?
I wasn't sure. That's what you said. Anyway, so there you have it.
Yep.
And it's 11 to 2. You can walk through this one. You can walk through the other two. They're going to have all three open. And then if you have any questions, literally the guy who's going to build this home for you is going to be here. The people that are going to install all the smart home automation are going to be here. And then, of course, the experts with the Doolin Group, Joe Doolin, Stacy Doolin, and Jen Wood and all the rest from Brinkhouter.com. You can visit them online, southeastplace.com. We get back on the other side of this break. We're going to talk to the developer, Roy Mosser, who's really been, this is like the coming to an end of like a 20-year project on this side of town for him, and it has really meant a lot for the community. And people always say, well, why aren't more people developing Decatur? Are they building homes in Decatur? And part of the problem, as Rick alluded to earlier, is space. You've got over the last 20 years, there was more area to build in Mount Zion and Moroa because of just land. But this is a brand new development. It's in Mount Zion School District, but it's Decatur property.
It is a Decatur address, yes.
So we'll talk to Roy about that whole 20 years and what that's meant on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in there.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Dan Calkins.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Roger Weber.
Your car may not have a recall, but it could have issues you don't even know about.
I literally was like, what is going on?
Coming up on our next Fox Focus, where you can find these problems before it's too late. Tonight on Fox Springfield News at 9.
Tonight, thinking of missing an all-new Fox Funny Friday?
Let's think about that.
Nope. Tim Allen is back, starting with an all-new Last Man Standing.
I want this, so I am overruling you.
You can do that?
Then retirees are running for office on the Cool Kids.
Let's get out there and charm some voters.
I feel like I'm watching the Titanic leaving the dock.
Fox Funny Friday, where the laughs are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, wait, I think it might be that guy's oxygen tank.
Tonight at 7 on Fox Illinois.
Feeling a bit run down? You don't have to stay up late. Get to bed on time and watch Fox Springfield News at 9.
Get your news before the other guys and watch Fox Springfield News at 9.
County Clerk.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, they are having a grand opening event today from 11 to 2. There's going to be a food truck on site. You can buy lunch, tour the homes on your lunch break. Three homes will be open for touring. The Doolin Group sales team is going to be here with Brinkotter & Associates. They're going to be on site. Liaison is going to be on site to explain the smart home technology to you. And the home builder, Rick Isom, will be here as well so you can talk about future projects. The man behind all this joins us, Roy Mosser from Roy Mosser & Associates. Roy just shared a picture with me. This was an aerial shot from May of 1999, and this is where we are right here, and you can see what this area looked like. You've been working on this area of town for, like, what, 20-plus years?
Around 20 years now.
Yeah.
When I bought it, it was totally undeveloped at this part of town, and this was even prior to the Super Walmart being in Decatur, which a lot of people don't remember that.
No, they don't. And I want you to look at this is where you sort of like this is what Super Walmart might look like, or Walmart might look like. And now look at this area, 1999. Yeah. It's hard. That seems like a long time ago, but it really isn't that long ago for as much as happened.
It's flown by.
Yeah.
It really has. I work with the city of Decatur to enter into a TIF district out here, and if not for that, none of this would happen. This has been a conduit that's been able to allow me to create this neighborhood. And we envisioned this neighborhood way back 20 years ago, but we did not anticipate all the development that's occurred during that 20 years.
Yeah, it is amazing. If you look at this aerial shot from 99 and compare it to the footprint today, it looks like the same place. Okay, so Southeast Place, you literally... the homes are here in Decatur. It's Mount Zion School District, but people have been, you've heard this, clamoring for years. Why aren't you guys developing in Decatur? Part of that is a land thing, right? I mean, there was more space to develop in Mount Zion and Moreau Forsyth than other areas.
That's true, and I was really surprised when this was announced last fall that the city of Decatur has not had a development in, I don't know how many years. I know it's been at least 15 years before residential development has been developed, and the component of having the Mount Zion schools in the city of Decatur convenient to everything was kind of a no-brainer to do with a limited supply.
Yeah, now there's 30 lots.
30 lots,
okay,
yes.
Now you've worked with Rick on a lot of projects, right?
Oh, yeah, I've worked with him for almost 30 years now, and he built my own personal residence, too. So he is an excellent builder. He's got a lot of great ideas. He's got a lot of integrity. And he's a super
yeah.
person.
Rick and I go back to high school, so absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Graduated from Eisenhower together, and he's a good guy. And his when you walk through here, his attention to detail. I mean, you're going to get this price point, Roy. I'm thinking about Lindsay and I've been on the market looking for houses for 6 months. We're looking in the West End. We're looking, and you look at it starting at literally $249,900, have smart home technology and all of the appointments. I mean, this is an unbelievable deal.
We look closely at our competition for new homes in this price range, and you can find them, but you don't have the standards and the components in the homes that you have out here. We've really taken attention to the details to the nth level to make sure that people get a good value out here. And again, the TIF district was a conduit to help us offer that to the public in the city of Decatur.
Yeah, and as Rick said, finishing the basement so they're ready to go
yes.
if somebody wants to come in and
yes.
add another bedroom, add
yes.
another, and then the smart home technology, the Liaison guys, we work with them at Newhoff Media. They're great, Steve
they
and his
really
crew.
Good.
But they're going to be on hand from 11 to 2 here to mm-hmm. talk about what this smart technology looks like. I mean, mm-hmm. you think about what Rick was telling us, you build a home 15 years ago, you put phone jacks in every room, how much the world has changed and having that ready to be. And I know with the Liaison guys, they're set up for whatever's next, too.
Oh, yeah. You can just let your imagination. You don't know what you don't know until you talk to Liaison. That's one thing I found out that even I built a home 6 years ago, and now so much has changed just in the last 6 years.
And it's going to change that much more in
that's
the next
exactly
couple
right.
of years.
And we're prepared to accommodate the needs for anybody in technology.
Well, 11 to 2, they're going to be here today, so now's the time. Your builder's going to be here. Your tech guys are going to be here. The Doolin Group's going to be here. So any questions you might have. Now, I think that... at first I thought kind of family, you know, the way this neighborhood's set up, you're conveniently close to things. But I think people wanting to downsize, this may be across a lot of demographics.
I think you're going to see both.
Yeah.
We've already sold a lot right next door to this home that the older folks, that they've got a two-story home. They didn't want to be on two levels, and they wanted to downsize, and I expect them to be building here in the fall or early next spring. So there's a perfect example. Then we've got others that are families with children that want. The other thing is for resale, even though they're downsizing, if they resale, Mount Zion Schools is a great sales tool.
Well, and then what I love about this location is, you know, no one wants to be right on top of retail. You're close to everything, but you're back here, you know, in a very private, nice cul-de-sac sort of way. So you get that great neighborhood, but, man, the convenience of having everything right there.
The leaves are starting to come down now, but when the leaves are all out, you come back here and you can't even believe you're near commercial or in the city together.
Right.
Yeah.
And the backyard size is perfect. You're not biting off a whole huge lot to take care of, but you're not right on top of each other. You guys have really put a lot of thought into it.
We had a good team that worked together to develop this project, and I'm proud to be associated with all of them.
All right. So, I just look at the stuff you've developed over the years. And I know that means dealing with, you know, city councils and governmental bodies. And I think for the most part, you had pretty much common sense through the city on the approval of this. I know there's a couple of comments here or there that you just sort of scratch your head. It's easy to tell a developer what to do with their money.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
You have one of those jobs. I have one of those jobs where people like to tell me how to do my job. Nobody ever tells an insurance guy how to sell insurance.
Everybody's got an opinion,
but a developer,
and it's real easy too, right?
Why don't you develop where I want you to develop?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into being successful. Yeah. Do people understand that?
I think intuitively they do, but there's other agendas sometimes that maybe they want you to do it for other reasons. But you really got to basically make it feasible and from a developer point of view, and basically deliver to the public what the public wants. The marketplace is basically the ultimate arbiter there, and in order to repay the banks, we got to make sure that the marketplace is responsive in a positive way
to what
we provide.
What they want.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you guys, you've been in business since what, mid-80s?
Yes, I've been a developer, and I was a public accountant and a banker before that, and then I went into the real estate investment world and evolved into the development.
If you Southeast Place is the latest, DMH Family Medicine, the Forsyth Imaging Center, the Forsyth Professional Park, Professional Synergy, KC Theater, Southeast Plaza, Creekcroft, Montezuma Place. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time with a lot of successful projects.
Well, I've been very fortunate in this marketplace, and over 350 lots just in Macon County alone. So dealing with villages and cities and the such has been a great experience, and looking back on it, I'm pretty tired after looking at all of it, it's really been a fun experience.
Well, this has got to be fun for you, sort of capping this 20-year experience. You had this vision, and visions are hard to, people, when you do it, everybody goes, oh, yeah.
Well, when we started with the city of Decatur, we envisioned this, and I told them that it would be a residential component, but we didn't know what form it would take, and ultimately, I'm proud that we finally said what we were going to do and gave the city of Decatur a real reason, justified the reason we actually did what we said we were going to do.
All right. So this picture from 1999, this was just sort of what a Walmart might look like.
That was just started.
Yeah, okay, but it was just under construction.
Yeah, that was just started under construction, but we actually built this theater before Super Walmart came in.
All right. Yeah. It is funny to look at all this and then look at all this area that has grown up in and around the hotels.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Millions and millions and millions of investment has occurred since the last 20 years.
And then when you do one of these projects, I think that's maybe something that's overlooked is all the people that go to work building these homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get a lot of sales in the city and a lot of jobs and good people that are transferring in from out of town. They come here and make this neighborhood what it is.
Roy, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Brian. Oh, it's been our pleasure. We're going to take a quick break, one last break, and come back to wrap things up here from Southeast Place. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 53. Tonight, some isolated showers possible before 10 p.m. with lows around 35. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 54, and Sunday showers, highs near 58 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 36 degrees.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Dan Calkins.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Ed Yoder asks for your vote as Macon County Treasurer. Ed Yoder is a Marine Corps veteran, local business owner, and has 35 years of local political experience. He is a self-funded candidate, so he only works for you. Since first elected as Treasurer, Yoder has modernized the Treasurer's office, operated under budget, cut delinquent property taxes in half, and dramatically raised interest income on investments. That saves you money. Ed Yoder works efficiently and dependable for you. Please vote for Ed Yoder for Macon County Treasurer. Visit edyodertreasurer.com.
Paid for by Ed Yoder.
I'm Ted Payne, judge here in Macon County for almost 22 years, and I still care deeply about our community and the courts. That's why I'm urging you to vote for Judge Randy Rosenbaum for circuit judge. You can tell the quality of a judge in how they're viewed by people they work with every day. And Judge Rosenbaum is well-liked and well-respected by those he works with. The Illinois State Bar Association polled about 120 local lawyers, and they gave Randy a perfect score for integrity and recommended him with an overall approval rating of 95%. His opponent was only rated 57% and not recommended. Judge Rosenbaum understands the law, but more than anything, Judge Randy Rosenbaum does what's right. Join me in supporting Judge Randy Rosenbaum on November 6th.
The News Gazette endorses Judge Randy Rosenbaum, calling him the kind of judge the public wants to see, but too often does not. Vote for Judge Randy Rosenbaum November 6th, because as a judge, he'll continue to do what's right.
Paid for by friends of Judge Randy Rosenbaum.
Hi, this is Amy Ruff, candidate for Macon County Clerk. At a very young age, my parents taught me the meaning of hard work and the importance of treating others with kindness and respect. They also taught me to use good old-fashioned common sense. As your Macon County Clerk, I promise to bring those very same values to the clerk's office. Under my watch, the people of Macon County will always come first. I promise to be accountable, transparent, accessible, and a strong advocate for all the citizens of Macon County. This is Amy Ruff, and I would appreciate your vote on November 6th. Paid for by Friends of Amy Ruff.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Once again, grand opening date this Friday, today, November 2nd, 11 to 2, Southeast Place, the new subdivision development located in Decatur at 121 and Fitzgerald Road, right behind the Hawthorne and the AMC movie theater. I put some pictures up, I'm sorry, wrong mic, up on Facebook if you'd like to check that out. Our podcast will all be up there as well with all of the Doolin Group and Rick Isom, the builder, and Roy Mosser, the developer, all on hand here today. And the liaison home guys, I think maybe that's what we're seeing with the lights. I think they're remotely controlling everything.
That very well could be. I hope that's it.
Well, we ruled out a TIA for you, which is what we thought it might have been the very first time around.
That's a good thing.
All right. Well, we're going to be wrapping things up here. Podcast is available at natticator.com.
And it's pretty unique. I mean, you don't very often get a chance to meet with the developer, get to meet with the builder, plus the real estate agent. I mean, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to come out and experience this home.
Yeah, and they're going to have a food truck out here, so come on out and buy your lunch and take a tour of the home. They have three of the homes open.
Right.
This is sort of the home base, and there's two right next to it.
Right.
And then there are a total of 30 lots that are available. Well, one of those are sold, so...
29.
Yeah. As the countdown is on.
Yes.
All right. Well, we want to thank the folks at Brinkotter.com and Brinkotter & Associates. Tom Brinkotter is out of town at a conference, couldn't be with us today, but I know he's been listening in this morning. And we want to thank all the folks, Zach Shields, everybody, all of our guests that were here today. Thank you for showing up and being a part of the Friday edition of Buyers & Company.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff, it's been a week.
High school football tomorrow. Don't forget, 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock kickoff for St. T here on WSOY, and a 12:30 pregame and 1 o'clock kickoff on our sister station, ESPN, for Maroa Forsyth at Chester.
And then we'll be live at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry for the Candy Back Buyback Program on Monday morning. That's it for us. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you Monday.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59, Jeff Daly live from Southeast Place on this Friday morning.